And what about the female?
I don't know what they, I don't know what they'd call her. I guess they'd call her female, but they call them rams, the boy sheep.
Mm-hmm. Does that word sound nice, or the word ram?
Well, I reckon it sounds about good as calling them a male sheep. That's what he is, a male sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a female sheep, ain't it?
What about hogs? When they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
And then what?
And when they get up a little bigger, call them shoats. And then when they get up to weigh 50 or 75 pounds, they call them hog. And he done got up big, you know. And they call the female sows, and they call the male, the boy hogs, males.
Mm-hmm. Any other word for male hog?
Yeah. Male hogs, and some call them bull hogs.
Uh-huh. Does that sound...
Well, I think a male sound better than a bull hog, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
They call them because a man is a Gladys, a female, and a man's a male, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the right name for it, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. But you know, people use different words on different things.
Mm-hmm.
Just like these outhouses we talk about this evening. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many different names they call them. That's just the people know use them names. And of course, I guess is this one right name to everything? But people give them these other names themselves, don't you think so?
Mm-hmm. What about a female hog that's never had pigs? You'd call her a...
Well, I don't know what they'd call her if she never did have pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she wouldn't be a she'd still be a pig that's got grown and had pigs, wouldn't she? Mm-hmm. Before she'd be a hog.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a pig, and a male pig, and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar hog, you'd say you were going to...
Well, you'd castrate him. That's the way they do them to make meat hogs on them. You know, they cut them. They castrate them.
Mm-hmm. Then what would you call him?
A barra.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the stick...
That's the way Papa done all his hogs. When we have a lot of male pigs, he'd work on them when they're young, you know, and then he'd make barras on them. He'd cut them.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you can't eat them when they get grown. They'd be so strong. You have to work on them when they're pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them bears then.
Mm-hmm. What about the stiff hairs that a hog has on his back that rise up when he's angry?
What do they have on the back?
The stiff hairs.
Bristles.
Uh-huh. And the teeth?
Yeah, touches.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have them long touches on each side, you know. Some of them be that long.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that you put the food in for the hog?
Trough.
Huh?
Trough. Hog trough.
Uh-huh. If you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or
four... Four hog troughs. You know the way we used to do, we'd take two by 12s and nail them together like that, you know, like that, and put a board over each end here and call that a hog trough and pull the feed in there. Sometime it'd be 8 or 10 feet long when you have a bunch of hogs. You'd have to have a long one. Go pull 3-4 buckets of slops in there. And we'd take rice polish, you know, that's the husk stuff comes off of rice, and make rice polish out, and you soak that in water and make good hog slop, makes them grow and fatten them too. But before you kill a hog, you ought to feed him corn, and that hardens the flesh. Papa always put his up in the pen before he got ready to kill him for 6 or 8 weeks and feed him on nothing but corn and water.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
What's grown up wild?
Mm-hmm.
You'd call them a wild hog, I reckon.
Any other expression people would use?
Well, no, I never did hear them call them nothing but wild hogs. When they got wild, you know, and you couldn't catch them, run out.
What about those skinny hogs that have long stick?
Call them razorbacks.
Uh-huh.
They got them over here in Tanspahoe Pass. In the summertime, the snout's about that long, and he's pouring when he'd be rooting. Well, he'd be rooting down in the hole about that deep, and his back end be up off the ground. His feet be up now, rooting down now, getting them roots.
Mm-hmm.
They called him a Piney Woods rooter.
Uh-huh.